together poetic like this. We said, let's see what happened. Let's randomize patients to 2 weeks of preoperative endocrine therapy or not. So 2-to-1 randomization, 4,000 patients, postmenopausal, HER2 positive, and of course adjuvant endocrine therapy had to be indicated anyway. He said, let's carry on for 2 weeks afterwards because there's the same perturbation of the perioperative surgical milieu, if you like, in the patient. And that's, in a sense, when the trial stops. Very, very simple. And then standard adjuvant treatment as you would choose anyway. So we've got the clinical endpoint of does preoperative endocrine therapy make a difference of outcome? Imagine if it did. I mean, it's free. It doesn't cost you a penny more because you're using 5 years of this stuff anyway, compared with all the enormously complex targeted therapy, adjuvant therapy trials I'm also involved in. This trial is absolutely magic in terms of resource. But we've also got the key 67, after 2 weeks, does it correlate with long-term outcome and other molecular events? Do they correlate? So the end.